Welcome to the Illuminating Primary Care Podcast, a general practice podcast brought to you by Menlo Park Recruitment. Illuminating Primary Care is here to quiz primary care leaders, to offer professional knowledge, experience, and insight on the biggest topics in general practice. It's the podcast to listen to if you work in primary care. Welcome to the Illuminating Primary Care Podcast.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the latest episode of Illuminating Primary Care. I'm joined today by Dr. Mateen Alahi, who is a GP partner in Teesside. Mateen, thank you for giving up your time and joining me today. Today, we're going to be discussing the rise of portfolio careers. It's something that more and more GPs are turning to, both experienced GPs, but also GPs coming out of the vocational training scheme as well. So, Mateen, start off by just talking me through your portfolio currently, please.
Yeah, certainly. I'm more than happy to talk about it. Thank you for giving me your time. Really appreciate talking here with you. So my portfolio encompasses a variety of roles, to be honest. To start off with my NHS role, I'm a GP partner at Elmtree Medical Centre, which is in Thornaby, near Teesside. and the practice is recognised for excellent care and to be honest, remarkable growth over the last few years. In the UK healthcare, I would say, landscape. I also work as a private GP, offering personalised healthcare services to patients seeking, premium care and convenience. Furthermore, I also love teaching. I'm a GP trainer. I'm an ACP, Advanced Care Clinical Practitioner trainer. And I'm also a PCN, Primary Care Network Lead in teaching. I contribute significantly to the professional development and future healthcare practitioners' development and education, which I truly love. I also am a clinical lead in my practice for undergraduate training, teaching across three medical schools, ranging from year 1 to 5, which I really enjoy, and it's always good to help students how exactly I was helped a few years back, I guess. Lastly, I am also I do joint injections and minor surgery in the practice. We're looking into helping the PCN at a higher level in the future also.
So what I take from that is then that you're a rather busy man and a rather busy GP, which is brilliant and really, really good to hear. So thanks for breaking that down for me. Why did you decide that a portfolio career was your preferred route?
I think I was drawn to the multifaceted nature of portfolio career as it allowed me to use my skill set, essentially broaden my professional experiences, make a more profound impact across various sectors of healthcare. And I think it's always good to have different aspects of clinical work in some ways. Sometimes just seeing patients can seeing patients or having clinical care of patients can sometimes become mundane. So I think I always loved doing different things and I wanted to use my skill sets really. And embracing a portfolio career has also given me an opportunity to, I guess, continually challenge myself, stay engaged, contribute to different aspects of healthcare and the healthcare system development, as well as getting to know a lot of people from who have truly helped me, actually.
I can definitely say that the reasons there resonate with a lot of the GPs that I speak to who've gone down a similar route. And COVID and the access challenges that brought certainly led to a growth in the private side. That's something that we've really seen, and a lot more of the general public accessing healthcare through private or self-paid options. How did you find and secure your private roles in particular?
I think my private role started within a year of me becoming a GP. I started working in Harley Street in London, and that was an experience which I will always remember. I remember actually in the morning, I used to wake up 5 o'clock in the morning, get on a train at 7 o'clock, go to London, see 6-7 patients. But it was a really, really rewarding experience. I learned a lot about the private sector, But yes, securing the private roles mainly was through a blend of networking with fellow professionals, showcasing my expertise and getting my name out there, really, as well as dedication to patient care. I think it's very difficult to get any role in medical care if you're not providing good care, good patient care in the first place. And following...
Yeah, no, 100%.
But building a strong reputation through my NHS work and I feel educational contributions also played a pivotal role in attracting the private institutions to contact me.
Yeah, no, I can understand. So, you know, you've talked about how the variety that your portfolio gives you is one of the reasons why you're doing it, but the mixture of NHS work and private work, what does that give you in terms of, you know, the career satisfaction element? When we look at things like workload and the general satisfaction levels amongst the GP population, having that mixture, what is that giving you personally?
I think the blend of private care and NHS work offers a holistic perspective, I feel, of healthcare delivery. Private practice allows more personalized care. You get more time to spend with the patients. You have shorter waiting times. And I feel you have more patient autonomy. So the patients generally feel a little bit happier. However, on the other hand, the NHS provides a broad exposure to diverse patient demographics, often complex cases, contributing to probably a more well-rounded clinical experience and a sense of contributing to the local community.
Yeah, okay, that's a really good answer, actually. I can see how it satisfies different parts of your makeup as a clinician and the reason why you do this job. Brilliant. I know there are concerns in some areas, particularly in the media, which, we could do an entire podcast on how the media has treated your profession, but with more GPs seemingly leaving the NHS and either going abroad or going into the private sector, a lot can see that as a negative. But what does the growth of the private GP market mean for the NHS in your opinion?
I think that's a very interesting question and something I feel which isn't talked about enough, but more and more people will be talking about in the near future. I think the growth of the private GP sector is here and is here to stay. And it provides both opportunities and challenges for the NHS. While it offers alternatives for patients, I think seeking more immediate or specialized care, but also emphasizes, I feel, the need for the NHS to adapt, innovate continuously to catch up to private sector, if that is possible. I think the best solution is collaboration between the NHS and private sectors to potentially alleviate the pressures that the NHS is under. So hopefully we can provide a more equitable access to healthcare for everyone.
Yeah, okay. So what would you say then to GPs who are maybe in a similar position to what you were in, either, a year post-CCT as you were, maybe about to come out of their training, or GPs that have been established and qualified for 20 years, GPs that are thinking of going into the private sector, what would you say to them?
I think for GPs considering the private sector, I'd emphasize the importance of upholding ethical standards, which can be sometimes challenging in private sector, and maintaining patient-centered care. It's crucial to align institutional care or institutional's agendas, but also taking into account the patient welfare and the professional integrity for all doctors.
Yeah, no, 100%. In your opinion, you mentioned the private market is here to stay, the growth is here to stay. Fully agree with you. I can't see that changing anytime soon, particularly with patient trends changing as well, because it's not obviously just GP driven, it's patient driven and what the patients want. So with that in mind, should the NHS, in your opinion, be encouraging GPs to have portfolios if it's going to ensure that they stay within the NHS and make their career sustainable? Should they be actually encouraging this and getting on board with the private sector rather than being seen as an alternative to it?
I think the NHS is trying very hard to keep the doctors or to keep the GPs generally. And having a portfolio career is one of the options for general practitioners to stay with the NHS. So encouraging more portfolio careers for GPs would definitely benefit NHS, in my opinion, just to make it more versatile and adaptable workforce. it's always good to have a diverse skill set of clinicians with varied experiences to ultimately enhance patient experience. That would then hopefully improve retention rates and contribute to the future innovation of NHS.
Yeah, and I think that retention point that you mentioned there is so absolutely key. And if having a portfolio and balancing your work between the NHS and the private sector improves those retention rates, it has to be considered as a realistic future for both areas, I guess, for both the NHS and the private market. You know, you're a few years in now. You've obviously established yourself in both the NHS and the private sector. What do you wish you'd known before you started working as a portfolio GP, even factoring in your teaching, your other non-clinical roles, as well as your NHS and your private clinical positions?
I think the biggest thing that comes in my mind, and when I'm speaking to people, is the time management. At first, I felt I took a bit too much on. In the first couple of years, I think COVID was there as well. So I think time management is key to, and you need to have, I think, clear-cut boundaries set for yourself, not only in time management and the work-life balance, but I feel boundaries need to be set, especially if you're going to be doing private care, between private and public sector care. You also need to balance different responsibilities and put on different hats in different situations, so you're able to discuss matters in each aspect to the people in a way that you get your point across clearly. I think it's making sure you look after yourself, really. Sometimes you concentrate on, oh, I will do this, I will do that, but you forget yourself, you forget the life that you're living and your own mental health as well. So I think that's something that, thankfully, I never had to go through too much stress, really, but I think this is something that I would definitely encourage people to think about prior to having a portfolio career or obtaining too many qualifications too quickly.
Yeah, and that's an interesting one that you touch upon there, the stress levels and looking after yourself. And we've done a couple of episodes on this podcast, myself included, did one of them about burnout and how that's affecting the GP population as a whole. I guess kind of one extra question is, with that in mind, with the fact that I guess you've been fortunate so far to find it sustainable, but how do you see your portfolio evolving in the years to come?
I'm always looking at the future, but I think I'm a very spontaneous person. So I recently completed the MBA, and that was more of a spontaneous decision, even though I had thoughts about going into management. So I think I haven't thought about what I need to do next. I think I need to build and solidify my foundations at this stage. I would love to get to know people like yourselves and other healthcare professionals and people working in the healthcare industry. To gain knowledge, yeah. So I'm very, very inquisitive. I always like to ask questions and like to gain knowledge. So I think for now, I think I want to solidify what I've gained and slowly gain more knowledge. And in the future, you never know what might come up, what is brought to my table for me to consider, really.
Brilliant. Mateen, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you.
You've been listening to the Illuminating Primary Care Podcast. If you enjoyed our podcast, please subscribe, review, and share so others can find the podcast too. We really appreciate your support. If you're a practice looking to recruit permanent clinicians, such as GPs, nurses, or allied health staff, please get in touch at menloparkrecruitment.com or email james@menloparkrecruitment.com. For daily primary care news, please follow Menlo Park Recruitment on LinkedIn. Thank you so much for listening, and we hope you'll join us next time for another episode of the Illuminating Primary Care Podcast.